This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What are you going to spill some tea on the radio?
Okay, so first of all, let me just say that...
First, let me get my tea ready.
Thank you. Okay. You got your tea and your popcorn?
Yep.
First of all, let me just say that this story starts with me being terrified because, you know, I was on swiping on Tinder for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm swipe, and I went out with a few guys, and all of them, for some reason, had black trucks, okay? Like, all of them. I don't know what the deal is with guys in Wisconsin with the black... It's like, but then I look everywhere, there's nothing but black trucks.
Do they have back to badge bumper stickers on the back,
no,
too?
No, they don't.
Do they have testicles falling on the back of the truck?
No, they don't, because that would be gross.
Checking.
Okay, so that's a good question.
Because one of the two things is usually on the back of the truck.
So turned off.
The sticker or the balls, one of the two.
The sticker or the balls.
It's a fact,
okay,
bro.
So I am standing in my driveway the other day about to start my lawnmower, okay? And I've got on, like, kind of workout clothes because I'm about to mow the lawn. So it might even come for the gym, hell, who knows? And I'm standing there about to start it, and I look, and at the end of my driveway is this big black truck.
Oh, not
and
scheduled
cannot,
to be there?
No. It's like 3 in the afternoon, okay? And I'm starting to freak out a little because I can't see. There's a man in it, and he's pulled up clearly, and he goes, "Hey!" And I'm like, oh, God, who is this? Which one? Is this one of the guys? Who is this? Somebody? I don't know who this is, and I can't see.
Somebody at the end of your driveway?
At the end of my driveway. I'm freaking out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I walk slowly, and as I'm walking, I'm like, "Oh, God, which guy is this? Who is this? Is this even one of the guys? I'm going to freak." Well... all of a sudden, as I get closer, I hear, "Damn, your arms are ripped, girl." And I look and I'm like, "Wait, oh, it's my friend Nick. It's just a guy that I know. It's none of the guys I dated. It's just my friend Nick, and he's at the driveway in his big black truck. Because, hello, everybody freaking has one, right?"
Have you not seen his truck before?
I don't, of course. No, oh, yeah, he used to have a red one. So he had got a black one.
Okay, so he's in a different vehicle.
So he had a different truck.
I'm sweating now.
Look at me. I was so nervous. I panicked in that moment, just so you know. Because I didn't know what was going on. And so I go walk down to the end of the driveway, and I'm like, "What are you doing, brother?" And
are you taking your shirt off right
really
now?
I'm hot from
Jesus,
that thought of being, yeah, that freaks me out. So listen, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, for Christ's sake.
What the hell is going on right now?
I don't know, man. Went to the end of the driveway, and this is where the juicy story comes on.
Oh.
I go down, and I go, "Dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing at the end of my driveway?" He's like, "Well, I just had to tell you something. I had to stop at your house, because I'm on my way home from work, and you're the first person I know whose house I passed. And I'm dying to tell somebody this." What the hell is going on? I'm like an emotional roller coaster at this point. And he whips out an engagement ring for his girlfriend. And nobody, he just picked it up. And nobody knows. He's proposed. This happened a few days ago. He proposed. But I wouldn't tell this before he proposed. Don't worry. But I had never in my life thought about the fact, and this is what him and I talked about in my driveway. I go, "Dude, that's beautiful. Your girlfriend's going to love it. She's going to freak." I was like, genuinely happy for them. They've lived together for a long time. And I go, "That's awesome." And he goes, I don't know what to do now. I got to wait like 5 days before I propose. And now what do I do with the ring? And oh my God. And I can't tell her. And
that's
I tell
a lot
her
of stress,
everything.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me the amount of stress men go through between the ring pickup and the actual proposal. Does that make any sense?
100%.
Never occurred to me, even though obviously I've been engaged, I got married, never in a million years as a woman, I bet women never think about this, that there is this pivotal like period where you buy the ring and then you wait to propose and you're freaking out and you can't tell anyone.
I had to hide the engagement ring for my wife. I had to hide it in the kitchen, like above the refrigerator in the back, because I was like, chick's going to be hunting for it. She's going to look around.
She knew it was coming?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
She knew that we got the ring because I went to the store with her to pick one out. So she knew that there was one that I had gotten.
Oh.
What? That's normal to go out and pick out a ring with somebody?
No, I went with my ex and showed him what I liked. And then I didn't know when it was coming. And it came way later. Like months later.
Yes, she didn't know when it was coming. But
okay,
I was nervous. But I was nervous that she would find it or somehow.
Yeah.
Where am I going to put it?
I'm not one of those girls who would want to go hunting for it, though. I want to be surprised for something like that.
And I didn't know that.
Because then if I find it, I feel bad that I found it.
I didn't know that shopping for, like, taking your soon-to-be fiance to shop for the engagement ring was a thing.
Well, it's
not the ring, but you don't know.
I just want to get an idea of what she likes.
But hold on, though. That was, like, a long time ago, no offense. The internet now has changed all that. You could just get on the internet with your freaking woman now and tell, you could be like, "This is the ring I like." You don't have to go to it. Back then, it was like...
Well, my cousin went through something very similar with trying to hide the ring, but he's an idiot and tried to hide it in the underwear drawer, and then his... his now wife was going through the underwear drawer.
Of course, because she does the laundry, of right? Course. Of course. Yeah, oh, what an idiot.
Pulls it out, and then he, like, in the moment, he didn't know what to do. He ran up and, like, tackled her onto the bed jokingly, started tickling her, and then got on one knee and proposed, and, like, in the moment, he ran up, panicked, went to the bed. I have goosebumps. Tickled her and proposed.
He probably has something really elaborate planned. Mm-hmm. Just had to tickle you on the bed.
I just thought it was interesting because it's just one of those things I never thought about that men go through. And then I started thinking, man, that's stressful. And then he said, can you take this bag? Because he had just come from the jeweler. He goes, I'm going to keep the box. I don't know where the hell it's going to go. It's so big. I can't put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I see, he goes, but can you just take the bag it came in and throw it away? And I looked at him and I go, there is no way I'm throwing away this bag. Your girlfriend may want this bag, dude. You may think this is stupid, but this is the ring you picked up the bag in. She may want the box and the bag. So I, being your friend, am going to walk into my house, hide it, and I'll give it back to you after you propose. And yeah. I did. I took it back the other day.
Oh, is it one of those nice, like, paper bags that
no,
it comes in?
No, it's just a bag from a jeweler, but I thought, but women want crap like that. I'm a woman. I know these things. So she's going to be like, I want the box. I want the bag. And so I brought it back.
Now, Allie, this whole...
And everything went well. He proposed, but I just, it opened my eyes to what you guys go through. I never occurred to me.
This whole story started with, I was starting to mow my lawn, starting and then I got lawn. Stopped. But yeah. How soon into this did you go, bro, I appreciate all of this. This is great. I'm glad to know, but I need to finish my lawn. Yeah, can you okay. go? What it's the great. Hell?
I couldn't have said that to somebody who just got an engagement ring. The guy spent thousands of dollars. I'm like, that's great. Can I go mow my lawn now?
I'm glad I was the first person you knew, but I got stuff to do. I got a schedule. Right.
I did feel special that he stopped to tell me because he's like, I have to tell somebody, and you're the first house I passed of somebody
do you
I know.
Imagine
which
him driving? He's like,
hysterical.
I got to tell somebody. Got to tell.
Yeah, right.
I see you knew that I was far enough away from his girlfriend that I wouldn't tell her.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like perfect. So
somebody texted in, what about lesbian engagements? LOL was also nervous. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Any engagement
oh,
is nervous.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Fine. Yeah. Look, fine. I'll say it this way. Whoever the hell bought the ring, okay?
Yes.
Man
or woman.
I feel bad for you that you have to say. Because I guess women do propose, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.